You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Robust GST revenue in August of over 1.4 lakh crore for the sixth month in a row shows that inflation has had a limited impact on the Indian economy and that the buoyant collection will help the nation absorb external shocks such as high crude prices, said experts. Further, GST collection will likely see a significant upside in the rest of the year as compared to the budget estimates, partly due to the upcoming festive season boost. Monthly GST collection in August surged 28% on year to Rs. 1.43 lakh crore on the back of economic recovery. The Ministry of Finance in a statement said that better reporting coupled with economic recovery has been having a positive impact on the GST revenues on a consistent basis. Meanwhile, monsoon rains remained subdued in the last week of August with precipitation levels trailing well below norms, due to which the cumulative rainfall surplus narrowed to 6% above normal, Barclays and IDFC First Bank's analysts said. Out of IMD's 36 meteorological subdivisions, 30 have received normal or above normal rainfall this season, while 6 regions are registered as deficient. The IMD has noted that the rainfall levels could improve in September, with monthly rainfall likely to be above normal. While rainfall levels started June on a weak note at 8% below the long period average, they were 17% above the LPA in July and 3% above in August. Analysts noted that the sowing trend remains weak. Moving on, GST officers can now launch prosecution against offenders in cases where the amount of evasion or misuse of input tax credit is more than Rs. 5 crore, the Finance Ministry has said. However, this monetary threshold will not be applicable in the case of habitual evaders or in cases where arrests have been made at the time of investigation. One of the important considerations for deciding whether prosecution should be launched is the availability of adequate evidence. The GST investigation wing under the Finance Ministry said while issuing instructions for launching prosecution. It also said that prosecution should normally be launched where the amount of tax evasion or misuse of ITC or fraudulently obtained refund is more than Rs. 5 crore. In the infra sector, the Delhi State Environment Impact Assessment Authority has finally given the go-ahead for the construction of a new executive complex as a part of the Central Vista project. The project, which will house the new Prime Minister's office and Cabinet Secretariat, was awaiting environmental clearance for a long time. The Delhi State Expert Appraisal Committee had last week recommended that the SEAA give its approval for the project. The agency discussed the issue on Wednesday and gave its approval. On August 23rd, the Forest Department granted permission to the Public Works Department to plant 487 trees at the site. The Central Public Works Department submitted its environmental clearance proposal for the Executive Enclave project in December last year. After the committee cleared it, it was forwarded to SEAA for further consideration. However, in April this year, the agency sent it back to the committee to review the implementation of the tree transplantation policy. In some technology-related news, Google on Friday announced a third-party in-app billing system pilot will be extended to India and some other markets, allowing non-gaming developers to offer users the choice of an alternative billing mechanism alongside that of Google Play. A reasonable services fees will continue to apply in order to support investments in Android and Play, according to Google. However, specifics of what the reasonable service fees will be have not been disclosed. Users will still have the choice to use Google Play's billing system. On to some updates for WhatsApp users on iPhones. Apple's recent update states that WhatsApp will no longer be supported on select iPhones. This is in agreement with a report from Wabita Info that came in May this year stating that WhatsApp plans to drop the support for iOS 10, iOS 11, iPhone 5 and iPhone 5C over the coming months. According to the report, this change could start reflecting from October 24th. And lastly, let's see how the stock market performed today. Indian equity markets were trading highly volatile on week's last trading day, fluctuating between gains and losses. Frontline indices NSE Nifty 50 and S&P BSE Sensex were little changed at 17,547 and 58,790 respectively. Broader markets, however, were outperforming the benchmarks by slight margin. The Nifty Mid-Cap 100 and Nifty Small-Cap 100 added 0.3% each. Sectorally, indices were trading mixed with the Nifty Realty rising nearly 1% and the Nifty PSU Bank Index down 0.7%. Shares of Adani Enterprises hit a record high of Rs. 3,290 after they gained 2% on the NSE intraday. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.